There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Always follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Get everything you need to bet the madness this year. 24/7 streaming, daily best bet emails, our tournament betting guide, advice, strategy, $19. Whether you're filling out a bracket or betting against the spread, we're going to get you ready for every game and every round of the tournament. Sign up today. Get the betting guide plus full access to VSiN through the end of the tournament, April 5th. Only $19 at VSiN.com/madness.
All right, so far in the show, we have talked about the first two sessions on today's card. We will get into the later sessions coming up in this hour. But Paul Stone is kind enough to join us in studio this morning, professional sports bettor, Dynamite on college football. You basically, you specifically concentrate betting college sports and golf. Is that correct?
Absolutely. I'm a specialist, Mitch, in college football, college basketball, and PGA golf. That's pretty much all I bet.
It's good to see you again.
Great to see you guys. It's always an exciting time of the year. I think like a lot of people, these 2 days, the first 2 days of the tournament, Thursday and Friday, my favorite days of the sports year.
Yeah. You like this better than opening weekend for college football?
You know, I really do. I mean, college football is my first love, but at the same time, just the energy and the way these games just come one after another, and you just have the endings and the way that CBS and all their partners, the job that they do with the timing of going to the different games, it's just such a unique event. And the upsets, the fact that the small team, the sleeper teams, have a chance to win a game or two. So just I think it's a little bit more exciting in my mind than even the first weekend of college football.
Yep, and the energy in the book and all the people, it's great. What advice would you give to people coming to town or newbies?
You know, I think one piece of advice, and it's pretty obvious, but I always say you know, you fail to plan, you plan to fail. Maybe I'm getting that wrong. It's early. Yeah. And forgive me if I've gotten that.
You should have planned it better, Paul.
I should have planned better, so don't listen to me. But you get the gist of it. But money management, you know, don't bet your entire bankroll on the early set of games on Thursday morning.
Well
said. And you lose, and then the games that you would have won later Thursday and on Friday, all your winners, you don't have any money left to bet. So you got to pace yourself. Like I always say, you know, even if you have an excellent bet, it still has a 40-45% chance of losing. So it's a percentage game. So don't go all in the excitement and this team, there's no way they can lose and those types of thoughts.
Good points. Also pace yourself with moderation. I mean, eat clean and at least don't get after it three beers in at 10 in the morning. I mean, it'll come back to bite you too. Sure. Go ahead.
I was going to say, let's get into some of your games here that you like today then. And I think that, you know, in some of your games here, Paul, you're going opposite of what has been like common narratives, right? Or popular trendy picks. And I say that because as soon as you saw Arkansas pitted against Vermont in that 4-13 matchup, you just knew that people were going to be all over Vermont, right? Trendy pick, dominating their conference tournament, the little guy that people are going to be rooting for. But you're on the opposite side. Why do you like the Razorbacks?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, Vermont seems to be everybody's kind of flavor of the day right now. They dominated, the Catamounts did, the America East, but that's a very weak conference. They did have some good victories in non-conference play. They beat Northern Iowa, I believe, early. So they've got some decent games on their schedule, but they lose in non-conference by 11 to Maryland. They lost on a neutral to Oakland by 2. You look at this Arkansas team, a lot of people might look at it as a negative, but I look at it as a positive. The fact that they've lost 2 of their last 3 games, including losing by 18 points to Texas A&M in the SEC Conference semifinals. So they're not going to come in, they're not going to come in limp and lacking focus. They've lost 2 out of their last 3 games. They're a hungry team. JT Notae, if people hadn't watched a whole lot of college basketball this year, one of the most exciting players in all of college basketball. I just think Arkansas is going to put it on Vermont today.
Yeah. Mm. It's basically that game comes down to style of play and which team is going to be able to dictate, right? And if Arkansas gets Vermont to play their game, I don't think Vermont can hang with them.
No, if it gets to be a fast game, obviously Arkansas is much more athletic. And, you know, Arkansas has played again, the SEC. It sounds odd to have said this, especially even as recently as 2 or 3 years ago, but this might be the best basketball conference in the nation. And so Arkansas's level of competition has been much higher. I think they're much more battle-tested for this type of game. They do carry the burden of expectation, which can be kind of a neutralizer in the first game for some of these teams. But I just think Arkansas's hungry. Again, they've lost 2 out of 3. They're going to be, you know, pedal to the metal.
All right, tempo. Yep, 28 against 288. And here's another one with one of your plays. Providence, 273. South Dakota State, 59. Bombs away South Dakota State. They can shoot it. And this, I said this earlier. I mean, it's hard with South Dakota State, Murray State, Colgate, and Vermont because they dominated the leagues and have these long winning streaks and great records. You know, the leagues are down, but you can still have a very, very good team. So what do you think here with the Jackrabbits? And no one likes Providence. Great story. They win the Big East, blown out by Creighton by 30 and won every close game.
Yeah, like you said, Paul, I mean, first of all, in handicapping the tournament, that's the beauty of it or the challenge of it. The leagues that these teams come from in some of these first-round games are so disparate in terms of level of play that you know, it's tough to put it all together. But it is a little bit concerning, I guess, to be on the trendy side, which is South Dakota State. I don't think I've heard of anybody on Providence. Obviously, Providence didn't finish well, even though they won the Big East, their last 8 games, they kind of limped to the finish line. But this South Dakota State team, you know, they couldn't have been any more impressive in winning the Summit League 18-0. I think they won by 5 games. They played some good teams in non-conference. They beat Stephen F. Austin, which is a good basketball team. They beat them in Nacogdoches, Texas by 12 early in the year. Beat Nevada, beat George Mason, also beat Washington State. So they beat some good teams. And like you said, they shoot the 3-pointer, highest percentage in the nation of any team, 44.2% from 3-point land. That is tremendous. I didn't look back at other leaders for different seasons, but I can't imagine too many teams have shot higher than 44% from three-point in recent years. So I do like the Jackrabbits over Providence today.
Yeah, they're the best volume shooting three-point team in the history of college basketball, meaning any team that made more than 300 during that year, and they still hit 44%. They topped 2015-2016 Michigan State.
Okay.
That's how good they are.
Man.
It's awesome. I said this a little bit earlier. If that number on Marquette, North Carolina kept going up, I was going to have to grab Marquette. You did. You grabbed Shaka Smart's club plus four. Why?
You know, again, sometimes it's just about the number.
Yeah.
And now you're seeing pretty much, I hadn't looked in all places this morning, but I think it's pretty much universally 3.5. But when you take Marquette plus four, obviously, as long as they don't lose by five or more, you at least don't lose money. And I just like the number there. Marquette, I think clearly in a fundamental handicap of this game, might have some difficulty with North Carolina's size. They've lost five of the last eight, but Shaka Smart's team, they had some moments this year. They beat league runner-up Villanova twice, I believe. They beat Providence on their home court by about, at Marquette's home court, by about 30 points. I almost beat them a second time in Providence. So they've had some spots. But this play on Marquette is as much a play against North Carolina as anything. Mm. North Carolina's just been wildly inconsistent. I mean, they lost some games early in the conference play, lost back-to-back games. I believe it was to Miami and another team that's not highly – I mean, Miami's a tournament team, but lost two games by 55 points, like back-to-back in January. So they've kind of been all over the map. Obviously, the victory over Duke at Duke was a big one. Come in, I believe, off a 13 or a 15-point loss to Virginia Tech. So they've just been all over the map, and I'm just not sure they can beat Marquette by 5 points or more, so I took Marquette plus four.
How important is handicapping when you look at the coaches and maybe experience? As Shaka's been to the final, didn't work out at Texas, but he's been to the final four, and he's been in eight tournament games, and this is first game for Hubert Davis.
You know, you have to take it into account, especially a lot of these lines, even the first-round games now, or many of the lines are so tight, you have to take it into account, the experience factor. And Shaka Smart, you know, like you said, it didn't work out in Austin, but this is the third team he's taken to the NCAA tournament. He knows the lay of the land. He knows the different elements of preparation and the site that you're at and those types of things. So, you know, I think you've got to give him a little edge. I don't put too much credence in it, but I think you definitely have to consider it at some level.
How about when you go into the second round? I mean, you're talking about no prep time then. When you're ready, you're coming off a win, and then you're getting ready for your next opponent, and then I think you really see what coaches are made of then.
Yeah, I mean, that short turnaround, you know, obviously some coaches have made, I mean, Tom Izzo comes to mind. I don't know if Michigan State's got the horses to do it this year, but he's been Mr. March for the most part, so some people can handle it. It seems like when you get to that second round, you know, there's not as many upsets, and the cream kind of rises to the top. Everybody's got the cobwebs out and the nervousness and all that. So, yeah, but it is a quick turnaround, so I think coaching probably does play a bigger role then.
You're not really big into futures, usually, when it comes to betting sports. Do you have anybody at all to win the title this year? Have you bet anything else, like teams make the Sweet 16, any props that you like, or are you sticking to, like, size and totals?
You know, I stick to size and totals. I'm pretty much a boring. You know, I go to Baskin and Robbins as a kid, and I would get vanilla.
Vanilla, yeah.
No, I'm kidding. I'm not that bad, Mitch, but I do, you know. I think on the futures, really, although you're going to, you know, the excitement now it's close and you're thinking about it, if you're going to bet futures and you're doing this on a serious level, I think you got to do them early.
Yeah.
You got to get, you know, that 80-1 before anybody sees it, and then by the time everybody recognizes it, it's 25 or 30-1. That's how you're going to make some money on futures. So I'm not involved in any futures in the tournament.
You have to grab Arizona in December, not this week at 6-1. Yeah.
You know, if you're doing it, I think if you're doing it again at a high level that on futures, that's the way you're going to make. And people don't think anything about it, but you know, you got to when you hit them, and you don't need to hit too many probably to be successful. Just like some of the golf guys you have on that do so well, Indy Jeff and some of the others, and Brady and Matt and all those guys. You know, it's a whole lot different hitting something at 60 or 50-1 than it is at 30 or 40-1.
Hang tight. One more segment. Paul Stone. He likes another game coming up later on tonight with a significant injury now. He'll tell you about that coming up next. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid Kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or a ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Health Aid Kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Follow the money on VSEN, the sports betting network.
First Bet wants you to get in all the horse racing action. Sign up today, promo code Vegas1000, receive $10 instantly and up to a $1,000 bonus. Visit VSEN.com/horses for details. Bonus code Vegas1000.
So we continue with Paul Stone, professional college football and college basketball handicapper and bettor in town for the tournament and the madness. I think Las Vegas is going to be completely slammed this week.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's just it's the crowded, most crowded weekend of the year, it seems like, out here as far as the sports book go. You know, you better get there early. And so many of the books now, you know, I understand they're a business, but so many of them now have gone to, you know, paid seating and that type of model. Yeah. So it's not quite as big of a deal as it used to be, you know, having to get up at 3:30 or 4 to get a seat if you were sitting in the book and that type of thing. Yeah. But, yeah, great time. A lot of people here.
You should see the Mirage already. The Mirage here, the Westgate people. You're right about camping out. David Burnham had that tweet where guys used to wear the adult diapers. So you, because you kind of can't get that seat up. I mean, that's prime real estate.
Think about that.
It's true, yeah.
They did a story many years ago on a local news station. It was down at the Mirage where a family, yeah, that was their annual tradition. They would come down here as a family, and they would get four seats at the Mirage, and they get there on Wednesday morning, and they would sit there the whole time, and they would alternate. Okay, now if you want to go take a nap, go ahead, but it's my session now. I got the watch.
Yeah.
You know, go get something to eat. It's on you. They sit there for 24 hours before the games would start. How about that?
You know, I remember reading that story. I think it was in the Review Journal, and there was that family. There were women that were watching the games, which is, that's a big difference now, too. You know, so many more ladies are involved in betting the games and attending the tournament and being in the sports book. So, man, it's great stuff.
Okay, so this is big for one of the night games here on day one. Murray State in San Francisco. It's unfortunate. You never want to see a kid go down with an injury, obviously. But in terms of betting on these games, what does it mean? This Masalski kid for San Francisco, first team all West Coast Conference. He averaged 13.5 points, 9.5 boards, and 2.2 blocks. That's a huge loss for San Francisco. And you were already bet Murray State before that.
Yeah, I mean, I took Murray State. It was one of the first bets I made Sunday. I took Murray State plus two. At the Sunday opener. So, you know, minus two is not as good as plus two, a four-point swing. But being across zero, I can still recommend Murray State at minus two. But that's a huge blow. I mean, you want all teams to be at their full capacity and have their full complement of players. And that's just that's a tough blow for them to have played, you know, 30-some-odd games, and now they get to the when it really counts, and they don't have their best players. So that's a tough deal. But this is a Murray State team. I think they've got a chance. Of course, South Dakota State, a lot of people obviously backing the Jackrabbits. But Murray State's a veteran club. They're 30-2. One of those losses to Auburn. You know, they beat Belmont, I think, twice by a total of 55 points. They just ran them out of the gym. Won at Memphis by two in December. So they've got some really good victories. San Francisco comes out of the gate at 10-0, and San Francisco beat some good teams during that stretch as well. Davidson, Nevada, UAB, UNLV getting out to that 10-0 start. But I think the Dons kind of peaked early. I think their best basketball was played before January 1st, and now this just really makes it more difficult for San Francisco. And I could still recommend Murray if that minus two is still available.
All right, so you are Mr. Texas. You have a great gauge of the Longhorns program, football and basketball. They now come in reeling. I mean, they blew just a monstrous lead against TCU. I can't get over that. I mean, they were up by 18 at halftime, and they scored 20 points in the second half, and they lost the game. Now pitted against Virginia Tech. You like the Hokies?
I do. I mean, this Texas team, like you said, against TCU in their first game of the Big 12 tournament, they're leading by 20 late in the first half, by 18 at the half. They have another game where they just basically go into a funk offensively, can't score the ball, and lose 65-60 to TCU. They had a similar game. They had several games like that during the year. They had one game that comes to mind against Tennessee, you know, to show what the Longhorns can be. At home, they led Tennessee by 17 points with about 8 minutes to go. Ended up winning that game, I believe, 51-50 by one. They did win that game over Tennessee. But this Longhorn team has just had a lot of, again, offensive lapses. It hadn't gelled together, all these grad transfers, I think, like Chris Beard thought it would. Texas has lost their first game in the NCAA tournament the last four times they've been in the tournament. I think this bunch makes it five in a row. Virginia Tech playing well. Wins the ACC tournament, four games in 4 days. The only way the Hokies were getting in the tournament. And I like Virginia Tech to beat Texas in a low-scoring game.
Very good. Before we get to the early game tomorrow to start the card with Loyola and Ohio State, how about, what do you have, Abilene Christian on Sunday? What is this game? Are you like one of these wacky tournaments? What's your angle here?
Well, you know, I do a podcast, the Paul Stone Sports Podcast, and that was kind of the theme of my podcast this week. Was, you know, don't forget about the little guys.
Sure.
Everybody focuses in on the NCAA tournament, but these the non-NCAA events, there's three of them going on. Don't forget about them, because sometimes the best value can be found there. In this Abilene Christian Troy game on Sunday, these are two teams that come from conferences that are in my area of the country, so I follow them pretty closely. Abilene Christian in the WAC and Troy in the Sun Belt. The conferences pretty comparable in terms of relative strength. I think the WAC's a little bit better at the top of the conference. Abilene Christian, I think they had won 12 of 14 before they lost their tournament final to New Mexico State out here in Vegas last week. I like this Abilene Christian team. I think they're going to beat Troy. Troy doesn't have a whole lot of big wins on their schedule. I think Abilene Christian is going to win that game by more than 5 points.
Okay. That's a 7:30 game Eastern time on Sunday night.
Really?
Yeah.
No, you're right, though. I mean, the money spends the same. Tickets cash the same. Who cares, right?
So how about, I'm looking at nine games on the schedule, not in the tournament on Sunday.
Oh, my God. I think one of those tournaments, I think they play like 4 or 5 days in a row, and that's – I can't, yeah.
There are 13 games on Saturday, not in the tournament, nine on Sunday.
Okay.
I think this game is the tournament, Abilene Christian and Troy – play a neutral site in Florida. They play a common site there in that tournament. It might be in Daytona Beach.
It is. Yep, I'm looking right now. Ocean Center in Daytona Beach.
Right.
On Sunday night. Okay. I think this is the last game that you like on the card then. Paulie brought it up. Loyola against Ohio State. And again, the immediate reaction that I heard on Sunday is, Ohio State's going to be in a lot of trouble. Mm-hmm. People really liked Loyola a lot. Were you one of them?
You know, I am. Just Ohio State, obviously, first of all, they've lost four of five, their last five. Two of those losses were to Maryland and Nebraska. They're just not hitting on all cylinders right now. If people don't follow college basketball real closely, one of the best mid-major guards in the country, and really one of the best guards in the country, period, Lucas Williamson, a guy who's a veteran player, 14 points a game, five rebounds, three assists. He shoots individually 40% from three-point land. He's the kind of guy that can carry you for stretches of time, can carry you to victory in a game, has big game experience. So I just think Loyola's a better basketball team, and I like the Ramblers to beat the Buckeyes. Loyola at pick over Ohio State.
Okay. Barry, do we cover everything then? I think that was all the games that you like.
That sounds like we hit all the ones that, that we were talking about.
And your favorite game on the card is Arkansas.
That is, you know, Arkansas and Abilene Christian, of course, not a tournament game, probably just a notch behind. But I think Arkansas is going to handle business against Vermont.
You also bet golf. Do you have anybody today? Tournament starts up, coming off the heels of that. I mean, I don't even know what that was. The Players.
You know, I don't know what that was.
I do. I tell you, this turn. This is the Valspar this week, and you know, I'm gonna look here real quick and use my notes because it's hard for me to remember. This tournament doesn't get as much, but I've got a few tournament matchups. Sam Burns -131 over Tommy Fleetwood. I've got Matthias Schwab over Wiesberger at -115. I've got Bubba Watson around even money, +100 over Gary Woodland. And then Jason Kokrak around -130 over Brooks Koepka. So those four matchups, what I'm playing this week.
Okay, very good. And again, you can follow Paul on Twitter. He is at Paul Stone Sports. And you brought up the podcast as well, the Paul Stone Sports podcast, which drops like every Tuesday.
You know, Tuesday in the beginning, then I got to where I was doing it on Thursday, but now I'm back to Tuesday, and I'm going to stick to that. Yeah. So Tuesday is the correct answer.
You in Vegas until Sunday night, Monday, what do you do? How do you operate here?
I'm going to go back to Texas early Sunday and be back home in East Texas by Sunday night. So, that'll be my travel regime.
Very good. Good to see you again.
Good to see you guys, and I hope everybody has a great tournament, great time of the year.
Yep, same to you. There you go. Paul Stone, professional college football and basketball handicapper and better, also with golf as well, a couple of bets that he has going on today. All right, email here is ftm@vsin.com, ftm for follow the money @vsin.com. Also on Twitter, if you want to tweet at us, @vsinlive, @MitchMossRadio, and @PaulieHoward. Up next, we will get into the early evening games. We touched on this briefly in the first hour. Because you all know that 12s have done quite well against 5s in the past. It's actually better than you might think. We will give you the straight up and ATS numbers going back coming up next.
VSEN, the Sports Betting Network.
First round dogs that went outright is the exact quote from Winners and Winers chief editor Ben Hayes. Loves the picks, wants to share them with our VSEN listeners. So ride the streak. They're yours. Just text VSEN to 320-350-3500. Three dogs that he likes in the opening round, 320-350-3500. Text VSEN to that number. Good luck.
Why do you think 12s have had so much success over 5s over the years? Is it because the committee, they really do a poor job of seeding teams in the first place?
Yeah, that's
Is it because that over the years we've had more parity? These teams are much closer to the others?
Yeah. Well, that's a big part of it. I mean, that goes back at least 10 years. Just cover up the name of the jersey. You can't tell the teams apart.
Mm-hmm.
How things have changed. Everyone's on television. I'd rather go to a mid-major and play right away than sit the bench for a couple of years at a top program. Seeding plays a big role too. I mean, we've seen 12s favored.
Absolutely.
You got an 11 favored to start the date.
That's the one.
You got a 13-4 where the four's laying 1.5 too.
Yeah. I mean, so many years ago, it was always about the bubble. Oh, I can't believe this team didn't get in. You still have some of that. But really, the biggest problem now, going back almost 20 years, is the seeding process. And I've said this so many times, I have lost count. But the year that Louisville was a 4 seed in Washington's bracket and Washington was a 1, pretty much fell off Adam Hill's couch at his house. That might have been like 2005. We were astonished when we saw Louisville drop as a 4.
Yeah.
And guess what happened? When they played in the Sweet 16, Louisville was not only favored, they ran him out of the gym.
Yeah.
Surprise, surprise. So I think that's as far back as I can remember, like something just catching my attention off TV when they popped the seeds on TV, and I'm like, what? You have no clue what you're doing.
No. The big thing is, what do they do with a good, quote, good mid-major with a nice resume?
Yeah.
Give him the Scroogey job. You know, before he passed away, I talked about that with Tark. Tark was at, well, they had it in for him, the NC2A. But when he was at Fresno 1 year, they were top, this is when they used it, they were top 10 RPI ranked. They were in the 8-9 game.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Truly.
And they got the defending champs, Sparty, in the second round.
Yep.
Like, give me a break.
And he was loaded that year.
Yes.
That's kind of like Wichita a couple years ago.
There's another one.
The bracket in 2017, and they had a replay of that North Carolina-Kentucky game on the other night. That was epic. Down to the wire. They put North Carolina 1, Kentucky 2, UCLA 3. That was the Lonzo Ball UCLA team. But in that same region, they had Wichita 10. And Wichita, I think, was top 10 in KenPom that year. It's like, what are you, in the same region?
Yeah.
Like, Carolina and Kentucky were arguably the two best teams in all of college basketball, and UCLA was great that year. And then they throw Wichita in as the 10.
Yeah.
A lot of times you got to think, it's like the Kansas region this year. Wisconsin's the 3 and Providence is the 4. How do you come up with this?
Mm-hmm. What worries, concerns do you have? What do you think? When a coach is complaining about something, that's when I pay attention.
That really caught my attention, yep. Yeah, with Cooley.
That
and
what Memphis, what Penny Hardaway was saying about travel and the schedule.
Okay, yeah.
Tennessee and Barnes still complaining about the seed. And it appears everyone is on South Dakota State, Chattanooga, Loyola, to name a few. Very popular picks. As Dustin said earlier, I want to see the ticket count at various places on these two.
I want the ticket count on South Dakota State
in
Providence and the money count.
Mm-hmm.
That game is, the second game to tip today,
yeah.
I believe.
Great schedule to start.
It's
great,
very
schedule.
Good. Like tomorrow. I'm a big fan of tomorrow.
Not to start the day.
No, tomorrow is going to be a lot of fun.
Whoever made the schedule tomorrow, I mean, what are you doing?
I said this yesterday, I think. Tomorrow's going to be a great day to bet the first to 10 or first to 15.
You have to.
Because you have nothing but like 2s and 15s going at it.
Right. Out of the gate today, Michigan, Colorado State, South Dakota State, Providence, and Memphis and Boise.
That's a good schedule.
That's good.
That's really good.
Loyola and Ohio State are the early game tomorrow. Then it's Jacksonville State, Auburn, Montana State, Texas Tech, Yale, Purdue, and Delaware, Villanova. So you go 15-2, 14-3, 14-3, and 15-2.
Okay, but
4 in a row.
Prediction.
Come on.
At least
Payne?
One of those teams will be in trouble late. Yes, Payne for the for the top seed there.
Well, we might have a Royal Rumble in the Jacksonville State Auburn game. I was not aware of the history with Pearl.
Very good.
That goes back a long, long time. I mean, they're like an umpire and a manager, like screaming at each other. Faith. I mean, they can't stand each other.
Yeah,
I mean, that's crazy, some of it. There it is. That's good. Good tweet. Excellent. This is a screenshot from a video, Southern Indiana in the
Kentucky Wesleyan
in 2000.
That's 22 years ago.
It's the first media timeout. Pearl and Harper yelling at each other's faces. It was a regular thing.
Oh, this is good.
That's the matchup. Then you got the whole screwy thing with Jacksonville State. I mean, it's like Clerks. I shouldn't even be here. But this is, they got in because Bellarmine wins it, but they had that, weren't eligible.
Yeah.
That whole business, too.
Yes.
So it's like, come on, Jacksonville State, come on. Give someone else a chance.
Yeah, surprise, surprise. Pruel's fired up on the sideline.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I like that from a coach. He's a little, maybe, I mean, his face gets fire hydrant red.
He runs hot.
Like 8 minutes. Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
Like something about Mary. This guy, he runs a little hot. Pat Healy. Is that his name?
But as you said, though, too, that also means because of that. The late games could be fantastic.
Oh, no question.
At least with the schedule, what we have. Yeah.
Now, I really wish the Arkansas-Vermont game would be earlier today. Because it's going to be... That game, tips off late? Whew. There's no going to bed during Arkansas and Vermont.
Yep. 6:20.
Yeah, 6:20. There's no sleeping this weekend anyway, but you get my point.
I would think UCLA wins comfortably against Akron. Could be wrong, but I would think that's a bad matchup for Akron. Yep. That's the late game, and so was Kansas Tech at Southern.
I did not take UConn. I did not take New Mexico State +7 against UConn. That 7 has gone the way it appears, mostly, if not all, 6.5s now on this game. Again, the 5s, 12s here in this matchup going back since 2009, 12 seeds are 29-16 with 3 pushes ATS, highlighted by a 14-6-2 ATS mark when they're dogs of 6 points or more, like New Mexico State is today against UConn.
Well, the old lady down the street knows about the 5-12, I'm going to go against Alan Boston, the great here. It's a tempo game, too. UConn 291, New Mexico State 223. But just looking at the numbers and the net, the SOS, Ken Palm's numbers, offensive efficiency 21-87, defensive efficiency, and I think if they can keep New Mexico State off the glass, and UConn's fantastic on the boards, and they neutralize the size of New Mexico State. But it also hasn't worked out for them as well. I gave that earlier from ESPN. Since moving to the WAC, they're 0-9 in the first round.
That's right.
Now, majority of them, they haven't been close. But in 2019, they should have beat Auburn.
Right.
Lost by 1, and Auburn went to the Final Four. But some of that also was under Menzies, where he kept getting there, and they would get run out too.
Correct.
So,
and this year's team is really good.
Right. I could be wrong, but I think Connecticut covers.
You have the Kentucky-St. Peter's game. Kentucky's lane 17.5. Total is 132.
This should be a blowout.
I really think
this
so.
This should be a blowout. I just think it's too much. When you look at, compare the athletes here and what you're going to have. Now, this is a part of college basketball people don't like. I know a lot of people aren't a Cal fan in terms of X's and O's. But Kentucky's hired guns. They're mercenaries. It's a brand new team every year. But it's all NBA players and a star of athletes, and it's St. Peter's. I mean, really, this is a huge St. Peter should be outclassed here.
Yeah, I do have Kentucky, and I've said this many times. I think their A game is better than any other team's A game in the entire country. The problem is they don't bring it every single day and every single game.
Yeah, right.
So that's going to be an issue. I think that'll catch up with them eventually in this tournament, and I hope I'm wrong because I have a huge ticket on them at 28-1 to win the tournament. And also, there's this, and still plenty of time for you to subscribe and read today, the betting guide that we have here at VSiN. It's at VSiN.com/subscribe. You'll find a nugget like this. Number 2 seeds laying big numbers, like this one, for example, 17 points or more since 2005. They're only 12-21-1 ATS. Now, we're coming up in almost 20 years there, folks. That's 36%. I talked earlier, and so did you, about how Tennessee is now laying 18.5 as a 3 seed. That's a huge number for a 3 seed to be laying. Well, when 2 seeds are laying 17 or more, it hasn't gone well over the last 17 years.
Nope. The Ken Palm numbers on off 3-118, Kentucky and St. Peter's. SOS 29-212. Offensive ranking 4-259. I mean, it really could get ugly. And with the Tennessee, Longwood's good. But they're another one. You can throw them in that mix of the 4 teams I mentioned earlier. They've won 20-21. But I was very impressed how they ran out Winthrop in the conference title game. Uh-huh. But again, the stuff with Barnes, the horrible ATS run, and a team that's feeling good about themselves and just winning the SEC title. But again, Rice is doing the right thing at Boise. Okay, maybe for a couple hours you can get ticked off about the seed. Like, everyone in this thing's good for the most part. Well, let's worry about Memphis.
Sure. Stop.
They're still, even the head coach, even Barnes is still complaining about the seed.
Yeah.
So I know their percentage on 2-point shots is bad. Great defensively, but Longwood can shoot. And I think 18.5 is too much here.
Yep. You can maybe, complain about that for a couple of hours. Then you take it out.
Tuesday still? Come on.
You take it out in the backyard, you bury it.
Absolutely.
You get rid of it.
Yep. I'm with you.
Follow the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. More coming up on the Arkansas-Vermont game, the late-night session. Our 13 seeds turning into the new 12s. The numbers suggest this. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Follow the money on VSEN, the sports betting network.
Welcome back. You're home for live in-play betting. Just got even better. Introducing PointsBet, new feature, college basketball lightning bets. Look at AI. Huh? Bet minute by minute, lightning fast. Instant college basketball lightning bets now available. Located on the live event menu. Choose the outcome of the next play, next point. And to stay in all the action all game long, get up to PointsBet. You're home for college basketball in-game betting. New customers use code VSIN2K. To get new risk-free bets up to $2,000. What a promotion. Get up there now. I mean, there's so much. Now, there's so many different things in creativity, which we'll run down in a second. How about all the big bets, too? Duke, nonstop, on the East Coast, a $300,000 bet on Duke to win it at 17-1.
Whoa. Somebody has $300,000 at 17-1. Who was offered 17-1?
Yeah.
Like this week?
Yeah. Also, three major books said more tickets have been placed on Duke to win than any other team. PointsBet's one of them as well. Here down the street at the Westgate, there was a $40,000 and a $30,000 bet on Gonzaga to win it all. Those are some of your big boys.
I mean, I got to be honest. Like, half these teams in the field, I will not, again, because this tournament has been madness for 30 years now. So really, like, what really surprises us anymore? A 1 over 16, it's only happened once. Yeah, that's going to surprise me.
The anniversary was yesterday.
Of Virginia?
Yeah. Now, that'll never happen again. You agree? They're up. Blew them out. No, 16 will beat a 1. That'll probably happen again. Never say never. But to be up 20 points, they killed them.
You know, I fell asleep on the couch.
Oh, no. How?
Because that was the four o'clock game on Friday. I'm exhausted from the whole week.
Oh.
My dad woke me up, and he's like, Mitch, you're missing it. He was in town to watch the madness with me. He woke me up. He's like, hey, they're going down.
Like,
I'm like, yeah, exactly, sure.
They were down 20.
Yeah.
And then you shut me up, and they came right back. Then
the next year,
you picked them
in your face. Yeah, they'll get January. They're going to win it all.
This
created one of the best moments. That's why the madness is so amazing for in Las Vegas. There was a guy who went to Maryland Baltimore County. He was an alum over at the Westgate, watching the game live, and his buddies carried him out on their shoulders.
Had the mascot,
did the victory tour. Rivers, took him all the way around the sports book, and people were going nuts the whole time.
Yeah.
If you're going to be anywhere, and by the way, like, you could be watching at a sports bar or in a different book somewhere across the country. That's why, like, the first to 10, the first to 15 prop bets are incredible. Like, as guys who have been doing this for a long time, even if this is, like, your first time, wait till you see what it's going to be like today.
Right.
If a 15 seed gets to 15 first and the whole place erupts, come on, that thrill that is great.
We were at the Westgate Theater. It holds 1,500 people the year Belmont should have beat Duke. The whole theater is chanting, "Let's go, Belmont."
Yeah.
Unbelievable. But then again, we don't want to see it in college football. But
we never want the upset in college football.
But this is the little guy, but this is what we want for 2-3 days.
Yep.
Another thing, too, side note. As Uncle June says to Tony, come heavy, the $20 sandwich does not work this weekend because this is bigger than the Super Bowl.
Wow.
It's the madness. So the $20 sandwich will not work.
We've seen that a couple of times already, like,
they'll shut you down
over the weekend. And I think earlier this week, people are like, it's not happening.
No, you got to come heavy. I mean, these places are sold out. So as far as upgrades,
Palm told us the week before the Super Bowl. No, it was the week after the Super Bowl. I'm sorry. That this weekend was trending hotter than the Super Bowl weekend here in town. He said it's probably not even going to be close. He'll update that coming up in about 10 minutes.
I'm concerned about our friend Evan. I don't think know what he's walking into in terms of how big this is. And if he, I want a cabana. I want to sit here in the bike. Like, okay, I got to plan this.
He didn't secure it in advance?
I don't think he was made the plans. But we'll see.
But money talks, but we'll see what they can do when everything's sold out already.
Yeah, right.
Now, how about this on the four seeds? Arkansas takes on Vermont tonight. It's following the UConn-New Mexico State game on TNT. Arkansas laying about 539 in that territory. From Point Spread Weekly, VSiN.com/subscribe. Four seeds and how they've been unreliable lately.
Yes.
They are 10-17-1 ATS over the last seven seasons. Now, if you go up to 8.5 points or more, which UCLA fits against Akron, they're 5-12-1 ATS, 29.4% going back. So could 13s be covering games the new 12?
Right, and the Providence line is historic, where you see a 4 is only laying 2 points, and that's a record. The other two times it was that low, the 4 lost when a 13 was getting that much respect. The 13 won, so that's something also to ponder and look at.
How is this a good result for the books if South Dakota State wins that game outright?
Yeah.
How? I'm surprised. I mean,
wasn't it years ago, Michigan and Oklahoma State? Everyone bet Michigan. I think it was 2. And Oklahoma State hit a 3 at the buzzer to put it on 1. They were down 4.
Yeah,
that was
right away.
And then everyone had Michigan. And there you go.
Yep.
First game. Hell of a game. Fantastic.
It's crazy. The memories that you have. I talked about this, I think, before. Usually, like when you're at a book or a ballroom, everybody's rooting for the dog, right? They go nuts for him. There was a year when Michigan State was the 2 seed. They got outright upset by Middle Tennessee State.
Oh, routed.
Killed. The whole book at the Westgate was dead silent. Could hear a pin.
They were the number one team.
Because I think people had Michigan State future bets coming out of their ears that year.
That's right. And it was the exact opposite in the same day. The same day, 2-15s won. Norfolk beat Missouri. Biggest upset in tournament history. So I think from a point spread standpoint. 21.5.
Yeah.
I think Baltimore County was 20. And then McCollum and Lehigh beat Duke. Same day.
Same day.
How about that? So much creativity and great stuff. Again, we'll do it with Mike Palm coming up. The instant gratification. Good job, Jay. Don't forget, Jay Rude. I think MGM was the first place to put up the first to 10. But first to 10, first to 15, largest lead, and first field goal, 2 or 3, every game here at Circa. All these teams, yes, no, Sweet 16 you're seeing. That's offered. At Bet Rivers, they have stage of elimination for the 1 seeds. That's awesome. I like that, too. And then Bet Rivers also has how many teams from each conference to make the round of 32. That's listed as well, in addition to the win totals that each conference has.
If you're looking for something, if you're specifically eyeballing something, you can find these props. It's like somewhere, somebody's going to have something up somewhere. exactly what you just said.
Mm-hmm.
And we're also getting feedback on, because you mentioned Duke, 300,000 on 17-1. With Duke, I'm not surprised. I won't be surprised if they lose in the second round or if they go to the Final Four.
Right.
I said that about Iowa. We're getting tweets from people saying this year's Iowa team is different. Maybe.
How so?
That's all they said.
It's still scoring and
remember
can't
last
trust
year
the defense. I don't trust McCaffrey.
Last year they were a two-seed.
Sure. And look at McCaffrey's history. How do you back a team to make a deep run when the coach can't get to the second weekend? It's like Tennessee and Barnes. Come on.
I mean, that is
ugly. At some point, Rick Barnes is going to get out-coached, and it might happen sooner rather than later.
It could happen.
It might happen
absolutely.
Against Longwood.
Could.
That this guy, I love this story. You know, $800,000 a year, CFO of a law firm. I want to try something else.
Do something else.
I love that. Good for him. And he, you know, he's got the money put away, but then goes, okay, I'm going to try college basketball now and be a coach.
Mm.
And look at that. Give me a Longwood win today.
That's a big number.
Too big.
Too big. Too big. Concur.
For a team that can score?
Yeah. Did you bet Murray State?
I did not.
I bet them. That was one of my first bets I made on Sunday. They were catching plus two against San Francisco.
That was a tough game. I was just ticked off that they matched them up against each other. But you feel terrible for San Francisco with the injury. And also, I mean, this is Cartwright, fall. They haven't won a game in a tournament since Cartwright in 1979. And they haven't been there for them. But Paul's mentioned that he thought they peaked early. But also, take a look at the resume. I mean, what is it? 9-10 losses. Three of them to Gonzaga, two of them to St. Mary's.
Mm-hmm.
They blew a game against St. Mary's, and they blew a game to BYU. That could really be an impressive resume.
Oh, sure.
And a strong win-loss record for San Francisco.
But now
so
the news
that's
again.
That's a tough game, but that's again with Murray State.
Yep.
About the Ohio Valley was down. Yes, they were great against Belmont, but 30-2, and you beat Memphis in one of the losses to Auburn?
Yep. See, I was expecting that number to drop Murray State two. And so when you could grab two on the opener, I thought, okay, I will gladly take that. And now the unfortunate news again for San Francisco is that their big man is out, and he was in all, you know, his first team West Coast Conference, 13 points, 9 rebounds, 2.5 blocks. That's tough to overcome.
Well, people saying this Iowa team's different, I think that's the case with tomorrow's game to start with Loyola Chicago. You don't have Mosier anymore, and I don't think it's the team that's going to make a deep run in the same Loyola team. I mean, I know it was convoluted with tiebreakers and that kind of thing, but they struggled down the stretch, got the 4 seed into the Missouri Valley Conference Tournament, and then they played well. They were fantastic. I mean, they ran out Northern Iowa, no problem.
But there
were a lot of bumps along the way for Northern Loyola Chicago.
I think people forget how awesome that team was last year.
Oh, come
that
on.
Was
embarrassed Illinois.
Criminal when they were given an 8 seed.
Yep, another one.
I think they were top 10 in KenPom last year.
Another one. You're right.
Okay. And they took Illinois apart. That team was awesome a year ago. Not exactly that same form. This year's team is very good. It's not last year's team. Up next, Mike Palm's going to join the show, VP of Circus Sports, the Golden Gate ND here in downtown Las Vegas. Tournament angles he's looked at and how he approaches the tournament overall. Pre-games, point spreads and totals, first halves, second halves, in play. Advice from the maestro coming up next. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.